It's not the hurricanes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief. This man protects fish for a living.
Well, I come from the seafood industry side of this. I worked as a fisherman.
He's Brad Warren, who runs the National Fisheries Conservation Center in Seattle, and he says, as catastrophic as Hurricane Michael was, hurricanes are not the worst consequences of our warming oceans.
As it becomes warmer and more acidic, the ocean is developing plankton that are toxic.
And the problem with toxic plankton is that it kills shellfish, which puts fishermen out of work. But worse than that,
you can have an ocean that becomes no longer capable of making dinner.
Brad helped to negotiate Washington State's carbon initiative, which would set up the first voter-imposed carbon fee if it passes. It could make gas significantly more expensive, but that money would go toward making cars and trucks so efficient they wouldn't need as much gas, which sounds a little iffy. So I asked him, couldn't we just keep the status quo and learn to live with a little climate change?
Well, in the big picture, I think a lot of people won't live with it. If we allow this course to continue unchanged, there will not be as many people.
Because of food supplies?
Right. We will become self-limiting faster than we wish.
Well, that's one way to impose term limits. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.